From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Russian President Vladimir Putin is striking back against sanctions the EU has imposed on his country by banning or limiting agricultural imports from those countries. He may also impose a ban on Asia-bound European airlines flying over Siberian territory. Russia's air transport agency says the Trans-Siberian routes cut 4,000 kilometers from flight paths and reduce airline costs by 22,000 euros. Jack Perak reports.
According to European experts, a ban from Russia to fly through Siberian airspace would increase operational costs by 25 to 50%. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been considering retaliatory action against EU and US sanctions imposed last week, but is quoted as saying he doesn't want to harm domestic producers and consumers. EU sanctions meant low-cost Russian airline Dobrolot has been grounded because they voided the carrier's leasing agreements, causing Moscow to consider airspace restrictions as a reactionary measure.
An airstrike launched by Iraqi forces targeting a prison base in Mosul, Iraq, has left dozens dead. The base had been seized by the ISIL extremist group earlier in June, and among the casualties are likely both militants and those they were holding prisoner. Iraqi state media report 300 detainees escaped during the attack, and 60 militants were killed. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has defended his operation in Gaza. Mr. Netanyahu is under fire over the number of civilian deaths in battles with Hamas. In the second day of a ceasefire, he repeatedly accused Hamas of embedding in civilian areas and of using civilians as human shields. Speaking in Jerusalem, he called Israel's response to Hamas rocket attacks justified and proportionate, and defended his country's destruction of Hamas's tunnels into Gaza.
The goal of this operation was to protect our people from the threat of terror tunnels built to send death squads into Israel, to commit terrorist atrocities against Israel's civilians, to kidnap and to kill.
And an exciting development in space. After a 10-year chase, the Rosetta probe has begun to orbit a comet. It will provide scientists with the most detailed look they've ever had at one of space's most interesting phenomena. Iris Spitzer reports from Berlin.
Comets may have played a major role in the development of the solar system and even life itself. Yet because of their speed and distance from the Earth, they have proved very difficult to study. However, the European Space Agency's Rosetta probe, operated out of Darmstadt, Germany, now has a chance to travel alongside Comet 67P for the next 15 months, studying and photographing it as it hurtles towards the sun. In November, the probe's operators will attempt to put a lander on the comet. The probe and the comet are traveling at a rate of over 54,000 kilometers per hour.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The Ebola virus has claimed another life in Lagos, Africa's largest city. A Nigerian nurse who treated a Liberian passenger who collapsed at the city's airport has died. Five more people who also had contact with the man have been confirmed as having contracted Ebola. The death toll in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone due to the virus has reached at least 932. Gary Alfonso reports.
The Nigerian nurse was one of six people that had direct contact with a Liberian man who collapsed at Lagos International Airport and died of the disease a day later. Nigeria's health ministry confirmed five more people have been isolated and are being treated. Officials are setting up an emergency center in Lagos, a city of 21 million people, to deal with Ebola. Meanwhile, a Saudi Arabian man suspected of having contracted the virus during a recent business trip to Sierra Leone has died in Jeddah. Spain has also announced it was evacuating a mission priest who had contracted the Ebola virus in Liberia.
And a U.S. Army investigator in Texas is questioning Sergeant Bo Bergdahl about the circumstances surrounding his capture. The investigation will focus on whether the former prisoner of war intended to desert when he walked off a military base in Afghanistan in 2009. Rachel Silverman has the details.
A civilian lawyer retained by Sergeant Bergdahl says the former prisoner of war will be as cooperative as possible with Army investigators. Sergeant Bergdahl was held for 5 years by the Taliban in Afghanistan. He was freed in May in a controversial swap for five Taliban prisoners who had been held in the American detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Some fellow soldiers have accused Bergdahl of walking off his post without authorization, and the Army is trying to determine if he should be charged with desertion.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.